All right, we're back. Are you back with me, Liberty Lisa?
I'm back and ready to keep going. This is fun.
Oh, this is fun. I think we have our last guest for the last hour. My goodness, Vinny Eastman. Is that Vinny Eastman ready to roll in, Sheila?
That would be Suzanne Posel, but welcome to the program, and Vinny is joining us in about 1 minute, I understand.
Perfect. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne. So what's your story? We've been talking about Pete Santelli for the last couple hours now, and we all seem to have a background and a story about him and why we have our doubts and hesitations, and we understand you have one too.
Yes, well, I worked with him for the better part of last year and a little bit of this beginning of this year. He was going to have a venture with Vinnie Eastwood. He liked the Guerrilla Media name and the idea behind it and the construct of what Vinnie was trying to do. And Vinnie's had this since like 2008, 2007. And I was going to be involved because I'm a journalist and I'm also a radio host, so I was going to be involved in the journalistic aspect of it, integrity in news and ethics, not just reporting on something because it's sensational, that kind of thing. And my husband was going to build the website for Guerrilla Media. And I found out about a week or so into the project after having conference calls with, you know, me and Vinny and Pete, that Vinny was edged out of the entire project. Susanna Cole told me that he didn't want to participate any longer, and I thought that that was ridiculous because this was his project way before he even met Pete. So I called Vinny myself and asked him what was going on. Vinny told me that he had been cut off of contact with Pete and he didn't know what was going on. So I told my husband to stop working on the website. I told Susanna that I wanted, wasn't going to be able to do the Bunker News Break anymore. I was doing a segment reading the news, some of the articles that I'd written and other things in the news for Suzanne, the day. Just hold on. I'm going to bring in Vinny here too as well. Welcome to the program, Vinny.
Thank you very much. Glad to have the opportunity
Vinny,
to speak
for you, my friend. How are you doing?
Well, it would be better if my brilliant ideas didn't get stolen by psychopathic, criminal, lying, manipulative, evil scum. I'd be much, much better. But, you know, I'm good considering.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
So continue on, Suzanne,
well,
with your story.
I found out the end of Suzanne's story too.
Oh yes, I found out that Vinny wasn't part of this anymore, so I cut off what I was doing with Pete. Susanna called me and asked me what was going on. I asked her to take my name off of their website and everything else, and Pete called me and she was on the phone and he just became foul-mouthed, said things I can't repeat on the air, screamed at me for 45 minutes, and Susanna Cole was crying in the background, and I screamed back. Eventually, I was just like, you know, flip off. He started to cyberstalk me. Vinny and I put out a video explaining our side of the whole thing, because he was defaming us on his radio show. The cyberstalking became worse. He spoofed my email and sent emails out to colleagues and friend of mine and people I'd had on my radio show and you know, relationships I'd built in the industry, and he sent out this mass email spoofing my email from my website, my admin at Occupy Corporatism. And he sent out these emails, but he sent it out on a mass email list, and he sent it back to me. And the reason why I found out that it was spoofed was because I confirmed with my hosting company that it did not originate from the servers, and they took a look at it, and they showed me what it was, and they even showed me the IP address from where it originated, and it happened to originate from a company that is owned by a friend of Pete's.
So it's not that hard to figure out.
My website was hacked and brought down and destroyed. I had to rebuild the entire website. It took 3 weeks. I had to get a whole new hosting company. I had to be put on a I spend about $250 to $300 a month on hosting company fees just to keep it going. And just the other day, my husband had to up the security on the backside of the website because we started to get heavily attacked about 2 days ago.
Yeah. That's the thing about psychos is you have to cover your backside.
Well, did you guys listen in to the show at all earlier? Did you hear any of that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
okay.
I was live on air on my show, so unfortunately not.
Oh.
Okay, well, one of the things that I shared is I had a personal experience with Pete Santelli as well. This is Liberty Lisa. And he had offered to help me with I was basically trying to figure out what to do on my mortgage situation, and I was scared and, you know, just running out of ideas, and I was in the middle of a bankruptcy, which was going to end, and I did a show. I'm a fluoride activist. I did a show on Pete Santelli's show, and afterwards he's like, oh, I could help you with that. We're fellow patriots. I'll help you for free. No worries. So he gets all my private personal information, has me sign this, you know, agreement to give him, you know, power to do things on my behalf. I asked him for records of everything that he did. He wouldn't give them to me. And then, he asked me for some records, some more things. I gave him some more things. He asked me for some additional things, and I wasn't in a huge rush for it because, you know, he didn't give me a deadline, and I had a job I was working on. I was really, really busy, and I thought, well, I'll get it to him, you know, the following weekend. And then he writes me this nasty email saying that I didn't respond quick enough, and he's not going to take my case, and he wouldn't take it if I paid him $1 million, and I better contact an attorney. And I'm like, okay, so this guy who's supposedly like my hero and helping me out just threw me under the bus. And then I thought, well, you know, I'm like, Pete, you know, well, that's not really fair what you're doing. You've got me in a really precarious position here. And I'm very afraid and vulnerable at this time, and I really was counting on your help. And he's like, well, sorry. And I was like, okay, well, can you at least give me records of what you've sent to the bank on my behalf? He's like, nope. I've destroyed all your records. You're going to have to go to the bank. So he basically threw me to the vultures. He threw me to the lawyers and to the banks. And he just all of a sudden.
It's the same story. It's the same story over and over again. That's exactly what he does. He does it to everybody. Now, can you name me a person who currently doesn't work with Pete Santilli, who used to, who has a positive opinion of him?
I can't think of anyone.
Do we have the crickets chirping monologue?
Yes, yeah, well, I'm looking for the crickets chirping again.
Right. I can see a psychological tumbleweed running through the chasm of brain places with the audience as we speak, okay? Because nobody who works with Pete Santilli and then stops working with him for a good reason other than the fact that he's a psychopath, right? All the people who still work with him are proto-psychopaths, or they're deceived, just like all the rest of us were, by his scumbaggery. That's how he works. every single movement that he joins, he destroys and co-ops. Okay, look what happened to the trucker movement. Look what happened to me with Guerrilla Media. He did the same thing, a similar thing with Coca-Cola. This is one of his alleged claims to fame, is that he helped a class action lawsuit with truckers who weren't getting paid overtime for Coca-Cola. And apparently, he bullied his way into that. He wasn't even a driver. He wasn't even collecting any money or anything of that nature. He just bullied the people who were organizing it to put his piece of namesake on paper so that he could use it later on to manipulate people into saying, oh, I took on Coca-Cola and I won. Nothing he said, and I want to make this very, very clear to people. Nothing Pete Santilli has ever said about who he is, what he does, what he thinks, who he associates with, anything. Nothing is true. It's all lies. Everything about this guy, from toe to hair follicle, he's a lying scumbag and manipulates every single person around you. This is how a psychopath works, ladies and gentlemen. They don't show you them, they show you this, the hand right in front of their face, okay? And all they do is they take what you want, what you love, and what you're expectant of, the thing that will actually get you to trust them the most, that's the only thing that they show you. They show a mirror image of your perceptions back onto you. That's how they're so capable of manipulating and deceiving people so easily, so quickly, so effectively, is because you are manipulating yourself, and all they're doing is milking you for it.
Well put, Vinny. I mean, well, if you look at the man, and you look at his past history and things he's done, and his rants and his threats, you're right. He's a psychopath. He's a manipulative psychopath. Is all he is.
Nothing more, but certainly a lot less.
Well, you know what, guys? I'm kind of curious about this new person that he's hooked up with. You know, he dumped Zeta Andrews, and he's hooked up with this new guy, General Ernest Lee. Now, General Ernest Lee was on RT speaking about the Ride for the Constitution protest. And he told the host that he was the grassroots ambassador of the Convention of the States Project.
That is correct.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you go to their website, you will see that they were founded by the Citizens for Self-Governance for the purpose of stopping the runaway power of the federal government. The organization believes that Washington, D.C. is broken and will not fix itself. The federal government is spending this country into the ground, seizing power from the states and taking liberty from the people. And one of the other things that I found interesting were the people that are part of this organization. Have you ever heard of them?
No. I
okay.
haven't.
Well, Michael Ferris, again, this group is called the Convention for the States Project. And Michael Ferris is their the head of the organization. What was interesting to me was he was just given an award by the Heritage Foundation, who is a think tank funded by ExxonMobil and other oil corporations. The president of this Convention of the States Project is Mark Meckler, who is the co-founder and former national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots. Now, during his time at the Tea Party Patriots, Meckler was found to have been accepting bribe money from the Koch brothers in exchange for insider access to the organization and subsequently resigned.
Wow.
Now, I found that interesting because during the broadcast with RT, General Lee said that the people of this country suffer from a lethargic, apathetic, false sense of well-being. They don't understand how far this has gone, but how far it's going. Obamacare will be the total economic destruction of the United States of America. And he went on to say that because Obamacare was passed, that is the work of the democratically controlled Congress. And then he goes on to declare that Obamacare will be the destruction of the nation. It will be. The people will not stand for it. Now, I find it interesting because the GOP used that as the excuse to initiate the shutdown. And at the Veterans National World War II Memorial protest, who was speaking? We saw Sarah Palin, and we saw Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz. Senator Ted Cruz is the Tea Party darling, who, by the way, didn't stand in the way of the new bipartisan agreement that not only are we going to raise the debt ceiling, but we're also going to keep Obamacare intact. So I find it very interesting that Mr. General Lee, considering the people that he works with, have this extreme right-wing bent.
So Suzanne, I'd like to ask you a question. So you apparently, according to Pete Santilli, verbatim this morning on his show, are affiliated with Hillary Clinton. Would you like to respond to that?
I am not affiliated with Hillary Clinton.
Other than the fact that she has a vagina that Pete would like to shoot.
I have a vagina.
Yes, that's correct.
I have a vagina,
Benny,
that he would probably like to shoot. That's about as close a connection as you could make to me and Hillary Clinton. And I would absolutely love for him to show the documentation. He said yesterday on his broadcast that he was going to produce the documents that showed that Zeta Andrews was wanted for fraud in two states. In fact, someone claiming to be a producer left a message on Facebook saying that they had received FOIA documents, that they had made a request 48 hours earlier and received FOIA documents from the state attorney general in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. Let me explain something to the audience. FOIA documents are federal, okay? You don't go to the state attorney general office and put out a FOIA request. It's for federal information. That's the number one thing that should tip you off that this may be stinky, okay? The second thing is no one, including the ACLU or the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who constantly send FOIA requests to the government, ever receive a response within 48 hours.
Right.
Never. Pete Santilli is not so scary important that anyone, if he put out a FOIA request to the state general, they would send it back and say, you need to send it to the federal government. But let's say, for argument's sake, that they did put in a request and the guy was just an idiot and said FOIA. They're not going to receive a request within 48 hours from any government, and especially from a FOIA request to the federal government. So since they didn't produce the documents on their website about Zeta Andrews being wanted for fraud, donation fraud in other states, I would like to see the document showing that I'm connected to Hillary Clinton.
Suzanne.
That's the thing that he does, is he claims that he's got proof, but never shows you the proof. He just makes an assertion, claims to have proof, and never fucking shows it because he actually doesn't have any.
Actually, you guys, I just talked to a guy named Dave Lynch. He's one of the truckers who was out there, and he was saying that he's been back in Santilli's chat room, and he's trying to get answers too. So do you guys mind if I bring him in real quick? Because he said he's got a video
bring
tape
him on.
For us to see.
Bring him on. Bring him
All
on.
Right. Hey, Dave, you're on.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, how are you? So why don't you explain to everybody here what's on these videos?
If you remember, Earl was doing a live stream of when he was lost, and I was in the chat room of Santilli's saying Earl was lost, and they were bad-mouthing him big time. And then General Lee came on, and this was, I believe, Saturday. But And Earl said on the live stream, he says, well, I hope somebody's recording this. So I started recording it by, a camera on my screen. And I got the last 36 minutes of video of when Ernest left the rest area on 95 and was going around the Beltway with a bunch of trucks, and they were setting up to do a photo op, and then they shut down. This was like Saturday afternoon about 4 o'clock. Well, this morning I was on the net, and I got the video of Zeta showing all the receipts from the pilot receipts and saying that she collected $18,000, and she's got proof that she spent $16,000 at Roswell Exit 98 and all that. And that's on the web. And, you know, I know that the Facebook page was saying don't click on any links on her Facebook page because it was compromised. But,
what happened to the other $478,000, I wonder, then?
There was no mention of $500,000. I don't think there was ever $500,000, you know, collected in
That's actually incorrect, because one of the broadcasts I listened to with her on it, people were asking, you know, what is our account sitting at, all these donations. There was lots of mention of much more than $18,000, I can assure you, Dave.
Well, I just sent Miss Zeta Andrews full transparency of receipts to Lisa, so you guys can watch that video and take it from there.
Hey Dave, can I ask you something? This is Renegade Smith, by the way. How many trucks did you see down there? How many trucks did you see down there when you were there?
Well, I wasn't down there. I was taking a picture. I took a camera video of it on my computer. I was watching what Ernest was broadcasting through the dashboard of his truck.
Gotcha.
And at the end of the video that I have, Earl was going to go to a different rest area and stay the night, Saturday night, and the rest of the trucks were going down to Droswell. Well, I was wondering, who was in the lead truck for this photo op that they were getting ready to shut down, you know, go three wide and have a picture taken for a photo op? Because
I'm
was in that convoy.
I'm seeing a bunch of photo ops going on.
Well, here's the thing. Our caller, Brett, was there on site and said there was seven trucks.
Seven.
Yeah, well, it was on Ernest's Ustream when he pulled over to the side. It looked like a little more than seven, but...
Well, this is what people need to understand. There's a whole bunch of trucks that drive through Washington, D.C. every second, every minute of the day.
Yeah, I know, but these had four ways on, sir, and there was bobtails. If you want my video, it's public on YouTube.
So how many trucks would you say there were, Dave, then, in total?
Well, I'd say you'd have to ask Earl how many were in that convoy, because there was quite a few trucks at the rest area when he was Ustreaming it. Of course, you know, if there's only a couple of... I got 35 minutes of it after the rest area, so I couldn't tell you how many...
Okay, so what's the significance of this? I mean,
we have all sides represented, and we've got someone here who said that Zeta has represented that she has whatever $16,000 worth of receipts, and he posted a video on my page about that. So, in fairness, we have to show both sides of the story and investigate that. Now, I don't know Zeta myself, so, you know, and I don't know exactly, for example, Sheila has just said that the numbers were higher according to other shows. So if the numbers are much higher than $16,000, then we have this. Even if she did produce $16,000 worth of receipts, let's say they only received $100,000. What happened to the remainder of the money? That's still a huge question, and that's even if it's $5,000 missing.
Well, she says there's $2,000. She says there's $3,500 left over, and she said that the people could ask PayPal to get their money back, or she was going to save it for the next one, according to that video that you have in your possession. So you guys need to watch that video and go from there, I think.
Yeah.
So you got to be fair. You got to quit, you know, the way it's sounding to the regular person out here is each side is bad-mouthing, and all you're doing is dividing the whole process of the Constitution. I mean,
I've got a video to play you. This is Pete Santilli saying Hillary Clinton needs to be shot in the vagina. Okay, so this is somebody who apparently believes in the Constitution, believes in peace and so on and so forth, and also incidentally believes in assassination through vaginal shots. Listen to this.
Well, in fairness to him, if you actually listen to Pete Santilli's show, and shall we talk
How
about
Hillary
Second
Clinton?
Amendment?
That freaking ass bag has not only been involved in drug trafficking out of Mena, Arkansas, okay? Not only that, okay, and all these people try to have this plausible deniability thing. Yeah, sure, they're just remote. They're just a bunch of politicians. Well, guess where they got all of the money to acquire the power that they have? This See You Next Tuesday, Hillary Clinton has been involved in the killings of American troops, namely the mysterious suicide of the emotionally unstable Navy SEAL commander who just so happened to be involved in all of her dealings in the Middle East, okay? And he just mysteriously got suicided along with everyone else associated with the Clinton family. Miss Hillary Clinton needs to be convicted. She needs to be tried, convicted, and shot in the vagina. I want to pull the trigger.
I think he's got the hots for her.
That See You Next Tuesday has killed human beings that are in our ranks of our service. I want to remind you that in Benghazi, Miss Hillary, the freaking biggest vagina on the face of the planet, told troops to stand down and to not go in and interfere with the operation that they set up. Because they're moving arms, Barack Obama's moving drugs through the CIA out of Afghanistan, and Barack Obama needs to be tried, convicted, and shot for crimes against the United States of America. And if anybody has a problem with that, then you
wait a minute. He doesn't do anything unlawful.
You know what's funny? Why didn't he go and say Barack Obama should have been shot in the vagina?
He doesn't do anything unlawful.
There's only 41 seconds to finish this video. Can we just finish this? Because he starts kind of yelling and screaming near the end, and what it reminded me of is when Suzanne Posel was telling me about how he was screaming at her, calling her a See You Next Tuesday, and so on and so forth, and that's precisely what he's about to do. Here, listen to this.
I want her to die right away. I want her to feel the pain, and I want to look her in the eyes, and I want to say, on behalf of all Americans that you've killed, on behalf of the Navy SEALs, the families of Navy SEAL Team 6 who were involved in the fake hunt down of this Obama bin Laden thing, that whole fake scenario, because these Navy SEALs know the truth, they killed them all. On behalf of all of those people, I'm supporting our troops by saying we need to try, convict, and shoot Hillary Clinton in the vagina.
I've got the wrong version there. There's ones where he screams out, "You fucking that kind of thing. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but have you noticed that anybody who says really anything kind of like, "I want to shoot the Secretary of State in the vagina, I want to pull the trigger myself," and nothing happens to him?
Oh, yeah. That's not like an Alex Jones. And to add to that real quick, is Suzanne still on with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
This is Renegade Smith. I want to, you know, he's sitting there saying he's going to sue all these people and come after all these people for, you know, slander or whatever. Wouldn't him saying that you're hooked up with Hillary Clinton be slander also?
Absolutely
I love how this Sam Shirley
and
guy
one of the things
out,
that are
besides his mouth.
Well, absolutely, that's the psychopath. He's not going to sue me, okay? But if he were to, I invite him to, because with every lawsuit comes a countersuit for free. And
that's
that means that I can bring every piece of evidence I have of everything he's done to me. I can bring Vinny in. I can bring on Patrick Henry. I can bring on, find every single person who's ever been wronged by him and use them as an affidavit character witness or joining me in the countersuit.
You can bring in Earl also because he made an illegal phone call tap, played it live, even gave out his personal information.
See, listen, folks need to understand, where Santilli lives, it is illegal not to tell the person that you are recording the call. And he records every phone call. He has played phone calls with Gordon Duff where Duff did not know that he was being recorded.
Yeah.
He has played personal information recordings with Fetzer during the breaks that Fetzer did not know was being aired live. There is a myriad of people. So if Pete Santilli were to sue me, I would file such a countersuit that he wouldn't. His head would be spinning.
It sounds like he needs it. He needs something. He needs it. To be quite honest with you, I mean, he's out of control.
Hey, Suzanne, if that happens, call me. Call me right now. I'm actually pro se against five attorneys here in Colorado, and I've got further than anyone else in Colorado in a lawsuit against the bank. So, yeah, let me know if he contacts any of you guys, and we'll just, you know, get together.
Well, if you want to know about slander, Pete Santilli is the master, okay? The master of slander. He almost does nothing but, you know, when we started Guerrilla Media and we came up with these principles, right, by which we should follow, he violated so many of them within a week of coming up with them that it would make your head spin, right? It's like, have fun. Always check and provide source links to certify that the article they say is true and accurate to the best of the knowledge at the time of publishing. If an error or critical omission is reported, we must publicly retract and issue corrections when necessary. Always remain in touch with the audience, contactable by email or website contact form. Encourage constructive criticism from our audience as well as fellow journalists. Practice good interpersonal communication. Defend against attacks using the phalanx principle, the impenetrable wall of shields, protecting the person next to you or the phalanx falls apart. Admit we're wrong and apologize to our audience publicly when necessary. Agree to maintain high ethical standards with spontaneity during broadcasts. Agree and share our ideas openly with audiences and colleagues. Be transparent. Avoid secrecy and covert activity between ourselves and the audience. Display the network logo in our published work and or post to signify that they've abided by the core principles of Guerrilla Media. Mutually respect each other and treat their audience members with the same level of respect. Be truthful at all times. As lying is the ultimate crime in journalism, we agree to go before the Leadership Council, a panel of journalists assembled to act as guardians, liaisons, and leaders for our members for judgment, and if found guilty, punishment or banishment. The Leadership Council is assembled to ensure truth, peace, and justice for all, not entirely dissimilar from the Jedi Council, and infiltrators will be identified and go before the Leadership Council for immediate expulsion and abide by the KISS principle, keep it seriously simple, no scumbaggery, meaning dishonesty, physical harm inflicted on others, or theft or damage to private property. We do not start fights, we finish them. Expect to create our own income and support ourselves, only ask for financial help if no other option is available in order to ensure financial independence. He violated about 16 out of those 20 principles within a week of making them up. And this is a recording from Susanna Cole defaming both myself and Suzanne Posel for exposing them. This happened right after we did an hour-long interview explaining what he's been doing and how he's been treating us. Listen to this. This is about 3.5 minutes, and it's very important that you remember those guiding principles that I just mentioned, because they actually do come into the video at this point here. Listen to this.
Hello. My name is Susanna Cole, and I'm a founding member of the so-called Guerrilla Media. Let me tell you what the Vinnie Eastwood and Suzanne Posel video exposing Santilli is really hiding. If it is true that Guerrilla Media is still the same Guerrilla Media that I was involved in with Vinnie Eastwood, then that means I, Susanna Cole, still hold title as a founding member and still sit on council. Yet I was never contacted when decisions were made concerning Pete Santilli. Like any socialist tyranny, Pete was wrongfully tried and convicted by people who had decided he was guilty so he could never prove he was innocent. Like every other form of elitism, they excluded any voice that would stand up for Pete's right to defend himself. Suzanne Posel, David Posel, Danny Romero, and Vinnie Eastwood decided in secrecy that Pete Santilli was guilty as charged. Welcome to the New World Order. In this elite group, there are no rights to a fair trial, no rights to speak, no rights to a witness on your behalf, and no rights to representation. Would you want to live in a world ruled by these four people? That's all you need to ask yourself. But not only did they convict Pete Santilli, they also convicted the people closest to him. No Messiah, Rocket, Dr. Judy Wood, Ashley Jones, and myself. All of us, held against our will, tried in their court, and hung out in the public to be shamed under their tyrannical rule. They found us all guilty by association, and therefore, under their sick and twisted core values, felt they had the right to slander us and misrepresent us without ever once giving us the opportunity to defend ourselves. In true fashion, they went to the airwaves and created a piece of propaganda to cover their asses and gain sympathy from the people who are more than eager to soak up this type of tabloid journalism. Does this or does this not represent everything we abhor? Does this or does this not represent everything we detest? What the hell are we fighting for if this is what we are left with? Let it be known from this day forward that I, Susanna Cole, hereby withdraw my name, that is in good standing, and relinquish all ties with the idea of the oppressive communist media known as Guerrilla Media under the tyrannical rules set forth by Vinnie Eastwood, Suzanne Posel, David Posel, and Danny Romero. That from this day forward, I reserve the right to form, cultivate, and expand my own idea of a guerrilla media that is founded by and under the protection of the Constitution of the United States of America, to speak freely without fear of conviction, without fear of suppression, without fear of punishment, and without loss of my dignity and my privacy. I am Guerrilla Media Network, and I answer to no master. I am strong, and I am unbreakable. I stand in the face of all tyranny, no matter what form it comes in. Simple fly, motherfucker.
Wow.
Dope, man. Who the heck she thinks she is?
I'm incredibly freaking
crazy. Was there a flag in the background waving, or...
Oh, yeah. No. They had, like, a whole bunch of stuff of, like, the moon landing and nukes going off and, like, evil presidents of the United States and 9/11 and all of this kind of stuff. It's just every single thing in it. It's just, like, if I wasn't so enraged by the lies and deception and scumbaggery, I'd be cracking up laughing. In fact, I have before.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, this guy's a real
kind of
piece of work.
We're
you know
dealing
what?
With. You just heard the principles, and then you just heard, just for even in your own words, that's even 3.5 minutes. We haven't even described to you what they did yet. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you understand what kind of a psychotic, fracking mentality that it takes to lie so overarchingly, blatantly, and scumbaggerily to steal my freaking idea? All right? And they say, oh, the tyrannical rule that Vinnie and Danny Romero and Suzanne Posel came up with. Pete Santilli himself came up with a number of those rules. And he violated them anyway because he doesn't know how to keep his word unless it's giving his word to try and destroy myself and Suzanne Posel, as he has been trying to do for a long time. He has sent his goons after us. He has sent his entire army and gaggle of psychopathic proto-scum after us. I have screenshots. I'm like foaming at the mouth here because it makes me so angry. I have so many screenshots of all of these trolls and trash that love him, that love being freaking lied to by a psychopath, coming and abusing me, threatening me, doing the same thing to Suzanne Posel, and I'm freaking sick of it. Anybody who ever supports Pete Santilli in future, as far as I'm concerned, you are my enemy. 100% whole lock, stock and barrel until you reject his scumbaggery.
Hey, if you see a person on Facebook by the name of Mike Hayes, that's Pete Santilli's bot account. It's a fake account that Pete operates. We busted him the other day.
Oh, snap.
Really?
Lily called him out. I'm looking. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's
well, you know what, Vinny? I've had a bad experience. You've had a bad experience. Earl's having a bad experience. Suzanne's had a bad experience. How many other people out there have had a bad experience? Sheila. I mean, I can't imagine how that must feel, Sheila, to have donated to something and now question where the hell the money went. I would be livid.
Look what they were saying about what he was doing with the housing market. He was flipping houses. So basically he's profiting. Like these scumbag banks do, they profit off of other people's misfortunes. Now, that's supposed. I can't say that that's true or false. Go look it up on your own. But what I can say is we have people that are looking into the court records of the things that he has done to prove this man wrong and show him as a liar and a shill. You can find court records online, and it's in the process right now. So, Mr. Santilli, if you're listening, guess what? The truth will come out in the wash.
Suzanne Posel knows all about that. She's done a remarkable quantity of research, come up with all the case numbers, so on and so forth regarding this. And, you know, for my part, I've just got a quick copy and paste kind of thing because a lot of people ask me about Santilli. So I've got a copy paste sort of thing. If you go to gorillamedia.co.nz, that's my concept, my site, my name. And then you go to GorillaMediaNetwork.com. It's the concept and name he stole from me. And I don't like thieves. And then he lied about it and told everybody it was his idea, constantly makes reference to me and Suzanne Posel on his radio show defaming us, as the Susanna Cole recording just proved there, and threatened he would destroy Suzanne's career and almost did by taking out her website for like a month. He sent his goon, Bruce Montalvo, after me, who, like, called into my radio show, started abusing me, defaming the network, defaming Suzanne Posel. He made a fake Vinny Eastwood YouTube channel and uploaded a video called Vinny Expose, which is very poorly edited by this trash at No Messiah, and made privacy complaints against my videos with him in them, even ones where he interviewed me on his show, and I had to take them down. And one of his pathetic listeners posted an article about me when I told him what's up with Santilli. The article called "The Awesome Time Wasters, Vinny Eastwood is a Scumbag of Scumbaggery." And if you wish to listen to Santilli, after viewing this material of what a psychopath he is, then you're no friend of mine, and you can GTFO my life too.
Hey Vinny, you want to hear something funny? I was posting on his Pete Santilli show page. I was posting some things on there, and believe it or not, I had people liking my comments on his own page. I thought it was hilarious.
I could tell you about Pete Santilli. We've been going around for a while with him and his guerrilla media. He actually was basically bashing me. He had his little minions, his little puppets bashing me. My name's Austin the Gorilla Thomas. About me having Gorilla Radio. Like, I ripped it from him. I've been doing this a lot longer than he's been doing his thing, and I've had Gorilla Media in one form or another for almost 5 years. And I freely admit, and all the time, and I'll do it again, listen to the intro to my show, I ripped it from Rage Against the Machine. That's where I got the idea.
Yeah. And I started Gorilla Media in like 2007 to 2008. So I've had it for five, six, 7 years now. And what occurs to me is that he's sociopaths, They know how to get under your skin, all right? They know exactly what to say to make you go freaking nuts. And it's just driving me crazy hearing all these lines.
Vinny, you know what he reminds me of? The little kid on the schoolyard that used to get bullied and picked on all the time. So now he's got the Napoleon complex where he's out there trying to get power, and he seeks power no matter what way he can get it. That's what he's trying to do. He uses opportunity, jumps all over it. That's what he does.
Psychopaths traditionally only really have two desires. That's power and control. You'll notice that they often have systems of hierarchy, so that you have to be vetted and so on and so forth in order to get your way to the top. The American Medical Journal states that a psychopath is normally a very smiling, enchanting person. You use specifically the word enchanting that they use because they put a spell over you, kind of thing. But they don't have any long-lasting relationships. That's another very interesting thing, which also vibes with Pete Santilli. And the most likely industries that these creatures are supposed to accumulate in, the American Medical Journal listed them, business, entertainment, politics, medicine, law, and religious gurus. They have no empathy. And here's another interesting thing. They can never apologize. Never.
Oh, right.
They cannot physically apologize. It's just not within their physical capacity. They cannot feel the they cause on others. They only have the desire for themselves to become richer, more powerful, and that's why this man must be stopped. And that's why I feel actually very guilty that Suzanne and I tried to expose him, and we just did it once, and then he started attacking us, and he made us afraid of going after him again. And I feel guilty that I didn't just keep on it and keep going after him, because he just went on to hurt other innocent, decent people.
Gets me about him? He, like, if you, that one post, Olson, you were reading earlier, like, he talks like such a freaking tough guy. And, maybe a self-proclaimed midget badass. So let me put this out there. Santilli, if you're listening, this is Renegade Smith. And I'm going to put this out there for all my fans. I want to fight you in the ring. Put the gloves on and let's go at it. For freaking truth, pal. Get a hold of me. I got the MMA studio right here. Okay? Let's get this thing rocking, tough guy. You're so tough.
Oh, I will fly out there and get a front row seat to see that.
I got the octagon. I'm hooked up with the gym. Bring it on, Sans Sweeney, Sans Shelly. Now, you talk so tough. You beat up on people. You know, I try to give this man the benefit of the doubt. You know, I'll give him some credit. He does bring up some good points, like the energy weapons used in 9/11. Yes, me and Olson are big fans upon that. We do believe that they did that. You know, he was talking about Benghazi and the SEAL team. And I, as you were playing that clip, Vinny, I was like, cross my fingers. I'm like, please don't let this guy completely be an idiot. And he wasn't. He knows that the whole Osama bin Laden thing was fake. I'm going to give him some credit. He does put some good stuff out there, but in the same time, he counteracts it with his bullshit. So if he's so tough, Renegade Smith's challenging you right now. Bring it on. Let's go step in the ring and see what you're made of. We'll get it on video. We can put it on YouTube.
And this is going to be a one-and-done thing. And this is definitely going to be rebroadcast and listen to the podcast and the archives. I'm sure that my good friend Vinny is going to be sharing this on his site, too, because and I'm the furthest one, too, because I get along with my friends NWO Radio.
That's right.
I've got Bat Nation, Freedomizer, Blog Talk Friends. I'm in bed with a lot of true patriots. And we are working together on a common cause. And this isn't about dividing. This isn't about that. This is about exposing someone who is poison to the true patriot movement.
I'd like to throw this in there, too, because one of the things, if you're a big advocate of truth, and never lie and never deceive people, why is he still going around deceiving people even with his appearance?
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah, right, right, with the bald. He's a bald, little short, fat dude. And, you know, he's giving a picture from 30 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, very God. Nice, very true.
Oh, wow.
And, and compliments to whoever put that article out, by the way, if you're listening, about him. It's called, the title of the article is, Who is this guy, Pete Santilli? And they actually showed him with his wife. Bald hair, he's wearing sunglasses. You know, hey, he can't help it, he's bald, no big deal. But, you know, don't be deceptive about what you look like now. And, you know, that's on him, I guess. No big deal. So, you know, we're not blaming him for anything. We're just putting what we've heard out there. It's up to you to go research it if you want to. But, you know, don't even waste your time with this guy.
Sheila, I want to know how it feels to you being one of the people who contributed to this.
Right.
Tell me. How does that feel?
I think what's interesting about the donation is, again, there is such disinformation, and now Vinny is clearly, and other people have alluded to the fact that he's now saying, you know, there's an issue with the Zeta, you know, and all along he supported her. So, I mean, I guess we'll never get to the truth of really how much money there was, what happened to the money, where did that money go? There's really no accountability. A video or no video, it was a lot more than 16 or 18 thousand. So, you know, I just think that the public should not be duped. And especially when I hear feedback that there's seven to, let's say there was 30 trucks, even if there wasn't seven, but Brett claims he was on the ground, he saw seven. Seven trucks and $18,000, that doesn't even compute in my brain either. But the point is, it feels, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, folks, I think, you know, make your own.
Right.
Stop making excuses for him. And that's the other problem as well, is it's not just him that's the problem and is really bad and horrible and mean and nasty and deceptive and so on and so forth. It's also a section of his listenership, you know. I got screenshots here, like there is, this is from Grounds Manbury commenting on my YouTube video. There is absolutely no evidence of Pete taking any money. He had nothing to do with these funds. It was all in Zeta's name. She admitted already Pete has no access to it. You have been exposed. You know you can be sued for slander and conspiracy to commit fraud for this video. Here's Hogan FE handbags. Has anyone vetted that this amount of money was collected? You know, they're all just apologists for him. And Jessica Harmon says, this is not true. This woman is a straight-up troll, and she is a damn liar. Pete did not do this, and Zeta was out there helping pump gas and truckers to the truckers from the money that was collected, and there was never $500K collected. You should be ashamed of yourself, Vinny. One less listener. So on and so forth. And his links to Suzanne Posel's articles about Suzanne Posel, which Pete wrote, that are full of lies, saying Suzanne copy-paste Posel's plagiarizing ways. They're always trying to defame you and destroy your career if you expose them. And the exact opposite of whatever is true. So, for example, if Pete's been exposed, then they say that you're a liar and you've been exposed, okay?
Right.
If Pete's been violent, then they say that you're the one who's violent. If Pete has been lying, then they say that you're a liar, so on and so forth.
That's what I just said to Austin, Vinny. I just talked to Austin today on the phone. I said it's funny that these people that question Pete Santilli, Pete will turn around or have his little minions go after whoever, you know, whatever made a comment. They'll say, oh, that came from Vinny, or that came from Kevin, or that came from Adam, or that came from Susan. Okay, so it did. But that doesn't mean does that mean it's a lie? Just because it came from these people? It doesn't mean that it's a lie. But basically, people were questioning, were stating facts, were questioning, like, what's going on. And if I recall, when I saw your video, didn't you put a question mark behind there? On the whole 500 Pete Santilli the frauds for $500K. Didn't you put a question mark at the end of that?
I'm not sure if I did.
I think you did. I saw one of the videos on there that had a question mark. So that you're not saying that he did it. You're questioning, did he do it?
Right.
Well, the thing is, because I know who he is. I know his character. Right. I know his methodologies. And if anybody is gaulish enough to steal from truckers, I can only really think of one person who has the balls and the lack of a conscience to do it.
Right. Can we take a guess who that is?
We have to close up the show here in a few minutes, but what I want to do is a follow-up show on this because I want to investigate. Sheila, I'm not satisfied with we'll never know. I think we can find out. Know some anonymous friends that could look into these things? Aren't there people's records?
Someone might know some high-ranking, some experts in anonymous and just maybe, Pete will be getting a little visit, the DDoS style.
And
I want to leave it at this, too, that Pete Santilli was invited to come on the show to defend himself.
I invited him myself.
Jerking. He didn't show up. And I want to thank Vinny Eastman, Susan Postle, Earl Conlon.
By the way, it's Vinny Eastwood for
chiming in.
And it's Vinny Eastwood.
Eastwood, as in go ahead.
Eastwood.
As in go ahead, make
right.
my news.
Go ahead, make my news.
I'm sorry, Vinny. Vinny Eastwood.
That's all good.
You know what the shame about this whole thing is? All of us should have the same agenda, the same fight on our hands, and that's to defend freedom against tyranny. This is the sad thing, all this inner fighting and inner bickering because of, you know, just dumb things. This is the stuff I say all the time. We have got to organize and we can't have this. So I do want to go on the record of stating that this whole thing, from the Constitution to how this guy's manipulated, you know, guerrilla media and people to just this whole thing, it's really disheartening and it sucks. A renegade Smith is going around saying this stuff. We need to organize.
Can I just say something to that? The reason why it's important is because there is a sphere of influence that Pete Santilli has. And if the people are going to rise up in unison together, they cannot be coerced to doing things that are antithetical to the agenda. And Pete Santilli represents the antithesis of Constitution and liberty and freedom. And that is why it is important that his audience go elsewhere and be warned to go elsewhere. Otherwise, we are...
Okay, 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Hey, Suzanne and Vinny, plug your show.
OccupyCorporatism.com, HardlineRadio.com. You can come listen to me.
Look me up
on... And also the VinnyEastwoodShow.com, Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood hasn't go ahead, make my news, on American Freedom Radio.
I'm going to be sending you guys some friend requests on Facebook, so look for me.
Thanks to all the guests. You guys really rocked it, and we really appreciate having you guys.
All right, let's
thank
likewise,
you.
Man.